Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for June 2025. My name is Levi Smith. So this month I'm going to be talking about using the perspective tool in GIMP to make textures for objects in a game. So I'm going to start out and just do a couple of demos. So basically I got this photo of the Tennessee welcome sign right here. So I'm going to use this to texture like a rectangle in a game. So basically using GIMP, just loading the image. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to go show grid. So it's going to be like really hard to see. So what I like to do, you can go into image and configure grid. And here's where you can change it up. So I like to use a color that I can see a little bit better. Let's make it like this magenta color. Okay. Then increase the spacing a little bit. Usually 64 does pretty good. So first thing I want to do is use the rectangle tool, and I'm just going to like get this upper corner here and the lower corner here. And then I'm going to right click and then go into image and crop to selection. So it kind of crops everything out like that. So a lot of people probably have used the perspective tool. You may have used the perspective tool before. Like, let's do file, new, just do like 512 by 512. Let's go into filters and render a pattern, a checkerboard. Let's just make it like a green and blue. For instance, like that. Let's make these a little bit bigger, like that. It's just a standard checkerboard. So most people probably use this perspective tool like this. You can go into this icon here, kind of looks like it's scaling, and right click that and go to perspective. Then you can take this and you can move these corners around like this, and just kind of give it a 3D look like that. So that's going from kind of like an orthographic to perspective, which I typically don't do that. What I do is I go from perspective to orthographic. Yeah, so you can use the perspective tool and just left click it. You can do control and mouse wheel up to get a little bit closer. But yeah, this image is nice because it's got this border down here. So you can just like try to drag that down till it matches up with the magenta line right there. And then pull this one up. And then go up here. And let's see where this one is. That one's okay. You might want to pull this up a little bit. You also want to make sure that it's vertically aligned as well. So you might need to pull it out like that. Then come up here and pull this one up here. So it's in the top corner there, lined up at the top. Pull it in a little bit. Pull this down here. Pull it up. And pull this in a little bit again. Just so it's on that line. Pull it up. So you just got to kind of play with it a little bit. But eventually you'll get it where all these lines are kind of aligned with the grid line. You might have to play with the grid lines a little bit with the offset. So I'm going to go ahead and press transform. So, wow, look at that right there. So it took that perspective image and turned it kind of like into an orthographic image right here. So this is what we want to use for texture. So I'm going to get that little bit off the bottom right here. That. Go to image. Crop to selection. So yeah, that's looking pretty darn good right there. Yeah, so I want to go to file, export as, and just call this Tennessee sign texture. So I guess the most important thing right now, I'm just going to open a notepad and get these dimensions. So it's 1542 by 768. So the ratio here is important. Just go to my handy dandy calculator, 1542 divided by 768. Wow, it's almost exactly 2.0078. So we got our texture right there. We exported it to Tennessee Sign Texture. So now I want to go to Blender. So let's just do a file, new Blender project. First thing I always do when I'm doing this for games is delete the camera and the light source, because that seems to really mess things up sometimes. So I want to click this tab. I want to scale on the Y by like 0.1. Like that. I'm going to press 1 on the number pad. Give me a front view. So here what I'm going to do, I'm going to press tab to go back into object mode. And so X is going to be this number, 2.0078. Y is just going to be 1. So then I'm going to make sure that's clicked. Okay, we want to have this clicked and go to object, apply all transformations. So that's going to make sure that everything in here gets applied and we're working in the correct coordinates. So there's our sign right here. Yeah, what we want to do is come up here, double click that, and just call it Tennessee. It says EE Tennessee sign. That way when we see it in Unity or whatever game development environment we're using, we'll actually see it. It won't be named cube. And we'll call this, I'm gonna create a folder called blend. I'm gonna call this Tennessee sign blend. Save that. So I'm gonna press 1 on the number pad and I'm gonna go to the UV editing tab. Press 1 again. Then I'm gonna go to UV and so I'm gonna go to face select mode right there. I'm gonna select the front side, hold shift, select the back side, press 1, UV project from view. I'm going to press A to select all the vertices. Just going to scale that out right there. Oh, no. Go to image, open. Then we're going to find. So we're going to get our Tennessee sign texture right there. What we can do here now is just go over here and do G, Y, pull this up, Alt A. G, Y, pull these down. So GX, pull that over. GX, pull that over. And to unselect, you just do Alt A. So now what we can do is come over here and make sure these two are selected. Press 1. I mean, that still says cubes. Change this to Tennessee sign. So I'm going to go down to this icon, the material icon, where it says base color. I'm going to select that. Go to image texture. I'm going to press open. We're going to go to the Tennessee sign texture. So you can call this something like matte Tennessee sign, like that. And to get it to show up here, you press Z and go to material preview. There it is right there. So you'll notice the backside is mirrored. So do Alt A. So what we want to do to correct this backwardness on the backside, let's go back to face, select the backwards one. Then over here, it won't be selected. So what we just want to do is press A for all. So it's going to select all the vertices that are selected from this one over here. So it's not going to select all the vertices for everything, just the ones for the ones over here selected. So here's the trick. Here's the super secret trick. You want to press S, X, scale on X to -1. Press enter. Look at that. Now it's fixed. So we got these little bits on the top and side. So you can select those. I usually just like go here, UV, project from view, and just like pick some like standard place here where there's not a lot of color change or anything. You can make it a separate image or whatever, but if it really matters. So you can select the sides, press number 3, go to UV, project from view. Then press A to select all these and like just pick something over here. Just pick something where it isn't like weird stuff's going on or there's a lot of stuff going on. Just like pick it out there. So now you got your Tennessee sign right there. Now you'll notice like it isn't perfect around the corners. Oh, you can see where there's a little bit hanging out right there. So what we want to do here is go back over here. And press G, oops, GX, and just do control, just do the mouse wheel up, and do shift and drag it over. So I'm just going to do GX, pull that over right there so we don't see any like that tree background or anything. So I guess the one thing I should say is technically we could have done played around with the perspective here as well in the UV editing. I just like to go ahead and like have an orthographic view for my texture up front. So that's looking pretty good. So you just want to off click it or press Alt A to unselect that. That's looking pretty good. Oh, we got a little bit right there. So I'm going to do Alt-A over here. And it is significant where your mouse is located in these GIMP windows. So we want to do GX. Just pull that in a little bit right there. So yeah, it's looking pretty good right there. I'm going to do File, Save. And this is also important. For all my new games, I'm always doing FBX. So you'd like to go up a directory. So I got this perspective tool demo. So we got assets like that. Typically I put the Blender folder as a subfolder in models, just so I have everything in one project. So we started with GIMP, went to Blender, and now I'm gonna go to Unity. So, creating that models folder, it should already be there. Double click on it. Here's Tennessee. But it's not textured. What I think the problem is go to image under the UV tab and go to pack. I think that's the problem. And then do file save. So that saves the blend file, but then you got to file export to FBX. Just save over it, see if that fixes it. Now we got our Tennessee sign FBX right there. So we can just drag this into our models directory in our project. So it looks like it didn't get the embedded materials, but one thing that we can do and go create a new folder called textures, go to texture, and then go back and get our Tennessee sign texture and drag that into textures. So it's added. So yeah, it looks like it, once you drag it in, then it recognizes the file name apparently. It's a little bit weird with that. So there we go, right there. So we can drag this over, but it's not showing up there. Great. Okay. So it finally got loaded. So, and press scene, set the position to 000 right there, unpull it up like this, press play. So there's the Tennessee sign in our game right there. The camera's a little bit off. Select the camera. Yeah, the camera's at Y1. So we can go drag our game out over here somewhere. There's our game. Game window right there. Here's our camera. So we can zoom in. Pull the camera. So really, if this was a real game, then you'd have the controls in here, which I'm not going to do the controls, but yeah. Go back to here like that. We can rotate our camera like that and move it up and down like that. Or we can move it around to the other side, like move it here and move it over and then rotate it back around. So you can see the sign there. Pull it back in. Over, so you can see the back side of it right there. So that's running in Unity. So let's do one more demo. File, open. I took some pictures of some bricks. I don't know which one I want to use. But I kind of took them at a perspective. Let's do this one right here. I kind of did it at an angle just to walk through this process. So I'm going to go ahead and take our rectangle tool. And what I kind of want to do a cube. I can do it like, just get this part right here maybe. So that should be good right there. So I want to right click, go to image. Crop to selection. This isn't going to be the greatest texture, but just to kind of prove the point. So I want to go to edit. No. View, show grid. Image, configure grid. Make the foreground that magenta color. All red and all blue, just so I can see it. Press OK. Change the spacing to 64x64. Okay. So I'm going to make sure the perspective tool is selected. Then I'm going to do control mouse wheel up. So here's kind of the top of the brick. So I'm going to pull this up. That goes to the top like that. Then see how this line at the bottom is at an angle where that cement is. I'm going to pull that down. And you see these bricks are kind of lopsided. I'm not sure if I can fix that up a little bit. Might be able to go out. So yeah, I'm going to pull this side out just so these vertical spaces here pull this one out just so the vertical concrete spaces look a little bit more vertical. While I'm just still making sure that these bottom ones are also still horizontal, I can pull this one up a little bit like that, just so they kind of go along with the grid lines right there. So if I was really using this for a game right here, I'd probably make this a seamless image, a seamless texture. Oops, press escape. So you can always press rectangle tool to get out of that. So what I like to do is I like to go to scale image. Let's make this a, I'm gonna do 512 by 512 power 2. So the problem is this is not going to look good when it wraps. So the default built-in makes seamless. So GIMP does have a filter. I think it's under map, tile seamless, but it doesn't do a very good job. There's other scripts out there that do a better job. So I want to export as, and then just call this brick texture.jpg like that. Export. So it's always a three-step process. You start with GIMP, go to Blender. Go ahead and save that. File new. Just call it general. It's always select the camera and the light source and press delete on those. So I'm just going to call this like brick. I just call it brick. So I'm just going to start, leave it with these dimensions. So I'm going to go to UV editing. So I definitely want, I don't want this layout here. I want to go and press one, go to UV. I think there's like a box, unwrap box, maybe cube projection. Yeah. So cube projection is good for just a cube, where you want all the sides to be the same. So I'm going to go to image, open, and get our brick texture. So now our brick texture is loaded in right there. So it should. So the important thing here is rename that brick. Then press our material button right there. Go where base color is. Image texture, open. Go back to perspective tool and go to brick texture. So that's the thing. You got to load the texture on the UV editing side. Then you also got to open it again on the object, on this one over here. So you press Z, material preview. So those are brick, right? You know, click off of it and you can see our brick. So it isn't lit or anything. I'm not sure if there's an unlit view for this, but it looks pretty good, like all the horizontal concrete places are horizontal. The verticals are vertical. I don't know if there's a way to brighten this up. We could add the we could go to render image, see what it looks like. No camera. Yeah, I deleted the camera. So I'm gonna go file, save as. We got our Blender file, so I'm just going to call this brick.blend, save as. I'm going to file, export, FBX, go up a directory, just call it brick FBX. Minimize that, go into Unity. The process should be the same with Unreal Engine or Godot as well. So I'm gonna go file, new scene. Just use a basic scene. And go back to our folders. I have this in demos, perspective tool. Gonna get our brick FBX, drag it in. So yeah, it's not going to be textured, but if you go to textures, go back to Perspective tool. So the thing is, sometimes I've seen it where it will automatically pull in the texture, pull in the texture with the FBX. I'm not sure why it's not doing it right now. So I just pulled in the texture there. So yeah. So yeah, you can see right there. It's like really hard to see. But I can now take my FBX and pull it in. Main camera. There's my brick. I'm going to make it 000. Add the game tab. There it is right there. So you can't have both the game window and the scene window open at the same time. Where's my brick? Oh, there it is right there. So yeah, you can drag this brick in and out. You can move it up and down like that. And you can rotate it like this. Now the one thing you gotta watch out for is you can't, if you go into the brick and try to change the material properties, you can't. It's kind of just like locked. So, but what you can do is you can go into the textures and like create a new material. Like go to assets, create material, create, where's material at? Material right there. I'm gonna just call it matte brick, material brick. Then, so you click matte brick. And you can go to this base map. I think it used to be called Abdello, but apparently now it's called base map. And then you can take this matte brick and drag that onto this over here. Drag it onto your object. So now you can actually change the properties of this. So if I like wanted to have a red tint to it, you can make it red. Or a lot of times what I do this for is this metallic. Sometimes it's a little bit too shiny. Smoothness right there. Change this back. Because sometimes it just looks too dark or too shiny like that. That doesn't look like bricks right there. That does. One other thing you can do is you can go to cast shadows with the material and change the shader. So if you don't care about shadows and all that, you can go to unlit, go to texture. There you go. A lot of times this looks pretty good right here, an unlit brick. Click on it, rotate it. So you're not going to have any like dark spots or anything if you want that effect. You just need a brick and you don't care. And I think it saves processing power too if you do unlit shader. But yeah, looks pretty good. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. For Nox Game Design for June 2025. Hopefully everybody found it helpful and useful, so I'll plan on being back in a month.